This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, folks. Just as a reminder, as we get into the heart of the hurricane season, everybody worries about losing power. WWL wants to help ease your concerns. That's why we teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator. Total value, almost $1,000. Go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, because when the power goes off, Craig comes on in WWL, Louisiana Official Emergency Management Station. And they're actually, National Weather Service is actually watching a little disturbance out there, so we will see where that ends up going. Also, I was just reading over my notes about this deal with the trash contract. I mean, where does this end? The time spent, the money spent. Once again, the lawyers are making bank. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. All right, we're joined by Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. That's familiar with trash. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Hopefully, Newell, I can be something slightly less ridiculous than this trash contract. But let me just plus one that thing. Like, I mean, of all the things, like, here's one where we are not just winning, but we're internationally winning. Just leave it be.
Yeah.
Please, people.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even by our standards, Newell, even by our standards.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine you walking into a boardroom, right, and the company that you're the CEO of has a $70 million deficit, and there's a contract and of a vendor that's doing great work for you, no problem, everybody's happy, but for whatever reason, you want to go with somebody else and pay them $2.1 million. I mean, how many votes you think you would get on the board? Like, none?
No, they would say, heck, you're fired. Service. Yeah, exactly. Don't go away mad. Just go away.
Well, you could get there's a new thing going around. You could get the Stephen Colbert termination, right? Which is a year from today. You're going to be fired a year from today.
Yeah, like, I don't know, but like, I mean, I guess if I was making $20 million a year, it would feel different, right? Give me some time to plan and see how I'm gonna do that. But no, I think the thing is that we know we're gonna keep, IV waste. They're doing a great job. There's a number of ways to happen. It's just a huge waste of time and resources when there's so much good stuff going on that we should be focused on.
Yeah, I mean, let's start out with an article that was in the paper the other day about the necessity for an airport expansion. I mean, that's actually great news, because that means we have now, I guess, successfully outgrown the existing facility.
Yeah, well, look, it's great news because it means that the demand continues to grow. It means that people are enjoying our airport. It means that people want to come to New Orleans. you saw that Breeze, which was one of our big gets over the past 5 years, which uses us as kind of a mini hub or a quasi hub, is now expanding to Las Vegas and to LA, two great routes. We continue to be ranked one of the best airports in the country. And the kind of the dirty secret here, I don't know if it's a dirty secret, but the secret is that we've known that the current airport design was going to be too small, most likely, from the day it was built. In fact, there was a push way at the beginning to even get that short-term parking lot built because it actually didn't exist in the original plan. But we knew that we would have this issue. It's why the airport is configured so that you can build out a whole nother terminal, another 15 gates, new ticket counters, new security points. I think this is overall just wonderful news, and it's a testament to the airport and the region and the state that we're at this point.
And, when you build something of that magnitude, I mean, I still have people saying, yeah, but we built an airport and we didn't have an off-ramp. And I'm like, I remind folks all the time, well, go visit this city. You're going to drive down like a veterans highway to get to the airport. And it's like a 4 mile trek from the time you leave an interstate highway, or go to this city. You're going to experience the same thing. I mean, it's not unusual. We're very spoiled. I mean, having direct access to an interstate from an airport in less than 2 minutes, I don't know of any other place that has that. I'm going to be quite honest with you. You travel more than I do, but I don't know of any other airport that has that.
We've got a heck. I mean, the fact that you can roll out of your bed in the morning and walk into a meeting in D.C. before noon is remarkable. It's really convenient. And, if you ever want to understand how good we have it, just try flying into New York City. Your trip into New York will literally be longer than the flight. It's wonderful news. The airport still looks great. The maintenance crew does a really good job with it over there. The flights keep adding. I'm going to be taking the British Airways flight this Friday, and that route's doing very, very well. The plane's always full. So this is one of those real points of light that we should be focusing on as opposed to, garbage.
Yeah. All right. Let's pivot to good friend of yours, good friend of mine, Greg Rusevich, CEO of Transoceanic Development, is the recipient of the 2025 C. Alvin Bertel Award that's given out by the World Trade Center. Very well deserved.
Yeah, incredibly well deserved. This is an award that specifically is for people who make lifetime contributions to the Louisiana port and maritime sector. And Greg definitely does that. But, to me, he does so much more. He's a person who is, I think, singularly effective in what he does, because he is persistent, because he shows up. He just does the work. And so I'm glad that he's being recognized for what he has done in terms of helping us to get that British Airways flight, flying over as a private citizen with me and the governor to go meet with British Airways, the work that he's done to elevate LIT and help us focus on building the first greenfield port being built, that's been built in America in decades. But it's really Greg's habits as a civic leader that I would love everybody else to pattern on. It's not about a particular focus industry or a particular set of beliefs, but an understanding that you can be a private citizen, even without portfolio. And if you are principled and persistent, you can actually have a major hand in driving change. And I think that Greg, Greg embodies that.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, he's involved in so many different projects. I kind of tease him every now and again if he ever says no, because I'm sure the requests come in one after the other, right?
Yeah, they do. And look, he enjoys this. This is how he derives meaning. And But I think it's wonderful. I'm going to give you another example, not maritime related, but tomorrow we're having a press conference for the third anniversary of the NOLA Coalition. Mm-hmm. Greg's been somebody very involved in public safety for his entire career. He was one of the people that helped us found the NOLA Coalition. Now over 600 members, the most diverse and largest civic action group in New Orleans history, most likely. And the NOLA Coalition has been one of the forces that has taken us from being murder capital of the country, a truly tragic, tragic, almost unbelievable thing, to this year having the least deadly year on record since the 70s. And so those are hundreds of lives, real lives, that are being saved. And that's, again, in part because Greg said we have to do this in a way that is diverse, that's multiracial, that's takes people from different geographies, different political perspectives, and we have to focus on our city and our kids. So it's another example of him, you know, not just attending meetings and drinking coffee and, you know, doing things to bide time, but actually to drive real change. And I respect the heck out of that.
Yeah, you know, Michael, yesterday I had had a chance to visit with the head of the New Orleans Historical Collection. I mean, they're doing incredible work in the French Quarter. And also visited with Deputy Chief Nick Gernon with the cold case group that they've now put together, and a lot of the human trafficking cases and sex assault cases that they've been able to resolve and solve with the cold case squad, all as a result of the reduction in murders and not having to assign as many assets to that endeavor as they had before, which is really positive things in a direct and in an indirect way.
Yeah. If you consider that we're doing so well in terms of managing down our violent crime rate that we're now able to turn our resources towards reopening and solving cold cases, that's pretty outstanding. And that is where we're at right now. And by the way, just as a side pitch, I actually went to the Historic New Orleans Collection exhibit this past weekend on the story of the Vietnamese community in New Orleans. It's one room. You can get through it in about half an hour. I highly recommend it. It is. You want to talk about having respect for a community and what they've been through and a group that truly represents resilience. It's worth understanding from the Vietnam War to today, you know, what our Vietnamese community has been through and what they contribute to our community.
And every time you visit there, you learn these little nuances, tidbits about, you know, the development of the culture of this city. It's just a learning experience each and every time. And more importantly, it's free. I mean, you just walk in.
I mean, the biggest issue with the Historic New Orleans Collection, I think it's on Royal Street, if I'm not mistaken, is that it's kind of just underappreciated, maybe because it's free.
Yeah.
But it's incredibly well done, classy, extremely thoughtfully curated museum. Even has a great gift shop. I mean, I feel like I'm really shilling for it right now, but. If you're ever having one of those days,
they must have visited Disney.
Yeah, I mean they do a great job there. So yeah, people should hop on down and see the exhibit on the history of our Vietnamese community there.
So I have to ask, are you a UFC fan? I feel like I'm missing out on something. I mean, this was quite an accomplishment. The highest grossing gate in the Smoothie King in the history of the Smoothie King. Sorry, I got a little tongue tied there. Generating $8.09 million in ticket sales, absolutely incredible. Were you there?
No, you know, tragically, I was out of state. I be at a funeral, unfortunately. But I've been a UFC fan for a long time, back to the original days, like the Hoist Gracie days. I wrestled when I was younger, and so I've always been fascinated by grappling. And I just love the kind of battle of the superheroes aspect of UFC, where you get people with a grappling background against people with a jiu-jitsu background against people with a boxing background, and you see how it all plays out. It's obviously been incredibly well marketed. Dana White now pretty much owns the entertainment universe. I mean, it's an extraordinary story what he's been able to build. But this was a particularly good one, not just because it's in New Orleans and we're so good at hosting these events, but it was the farewell match from Dustin Poirier. And folks may know Dustin is a proud Cajun from Lafayette. He is a legendary lightweight in the MMA. I think he had something like 30 professional victories, which is a vast number in an event like this, which is even more brutal than going on the Newell Norman show in terms of the abuse. And so
I have to work on
it. It was everybody who was there said that it was just a spectacular card. And it's unfortunate that Dustin lost, but the guy who beat him is a real stud, Max Holloway. And yeah, it was great. The only thing I don't get, have you seen this other thing that they're promoting? Like, it was the undercard of the day before, like the slap fight thing.
I have watched videos of it, I guess, on Facebook or something. It looks excruciatingly painful. But I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't.
I want to protect myself somehow, some way. If I get hit, I get hit. Like, but I want to have the shot of blocking it.
So. Like I get the turning the other cheek thing, but actually putting it out there, I don't know. If I want that kind of abuse, I just, you know, go to a community meeting, and I don't know. I don't know. But look, I'm not going to doubt Dana White, because he is what he's put together is extraordinary, and I just find it technically fascinating to watch this. And another thing about UFC which is interesting is that the women are extremely good. They're extremely technical. They're very fast, and so the women I think are as popular as the men in this sport, which might again seem a little bit counterintuitive, but it's true, and it's another reason why it's enjoyable.
Yeah, no, but congratulations to Jay Cicero, his group, all the folks that were involved, New Orleans and Company, obviously the LSED, the manager of the facility, ASM. The list goes on and on. Great job. It seems as though the buzz was all positive. And I understand our hotels and restaurants did really well, because I think over 60% of the ticket sales were to out-of-town guests that came
in.
Yeah,
no, so. That's great. It was really, I mean, as you go through people like Jay and like Walt and everybody who pulled it together, it was actually a bit of a mini Super Bowl in terms of the out-of-town crowds. In terms of the prices, I was told that nosebleeds were $3,000.
Yeah. I heard crazy numbers. I said, that can't be possible. And I said, I'm telling you, that's what the tickets were. I said, oh, my God. Now I know why I wasn't there Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Now I know why I was like watching somebody on YouTube who like filmed it with their phone.
Yeah, exactly. So let's pivot again, Michael, from lab to launch pad, the Louisiana Technology Transfer Office under the LED has launched a new initiative. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so this is our friend Josh Flegg, who was at Gina Wink, but now he's the first chief innovation officer of the state. And they've got this new educational series that they are launching to help startups and small businesses take advantage of what's called the SBIR and the STTR programs. And let me just explain what they are, because it's a bunch of acronyms that only people who know, but folks should understand. So they're federal programs. SBIR is the Small Business Innovation Research Program. STTR is a Small Business Technology Transfer Programs. And what these are competitive funding initiatives to support R&D by small businesses, a lot of times in partnership with research institutions like universities. And so agencies like Institute of Health, Institute of Science, DOD, all participate in SBIR and STTR. So if you're a small business that's trying to get a government contract or trying to get funding for your research, this is actually could potentially be a very lucrative way to go. So if people are more interested in this, they should go to the the Innovation Louisiana website, which is la.io, and they can look for more information on the SBIR, STTR Advantage series.
Michael, if you would, any update or to report out on LIT? I know that the governor asked you to take a leadership role in that. Anything to report out?
LIT actually has really nice momentum now. So the most recent significant event that happened was that the bill to allow the port to do a PPP, basically to do a privately funded toll road, made it off the Senate floor unanimously, but was signed by the governor. That was a critical piece of legislation that got through. And so now the next thing that we are focusing on is getting the permit from the Army Corps, which is really the last major milestone we need to get through before we can start turning dirt. In the meanwhile, there's going to be focus on the port choosing which route the road is going to go on. There have been three that have been highlighted, particularly by the Regional Planning Commission, which did the multi-year study. There's one that I particularly like, which takes the road out from Violet, then goes on to the Bayou Bienvenue side of 40 Arpin, so it doesn't disturb any neighborhoods, brings the rail along with it, so it takes care of some of the rail issues as well, and then connects into Parish Road up to 510. So that's going to be debated as well. And then in the meantime, I'm spending a lot of my time, Newell, just having coffees, going to meetings, having breakfast, just talking to the community, trying to understand, you know, what they want from this project and what their concerns are. And the good news is that it's pretty consistent. What they want is jobs for locals. And so we're working with Nunez Community College on very specific programs to get people into jobs in partnership with groups like the International Longshoremen's Association. Folks want to know that there's going to be revenue that's going to give them what they need for infrastructure, from flood protection to lift stations to things like new ballparks. So we're working with the sheriff's office and others to specify exactly how much money we think is going to come down so that they can start spending the money on things that the community wants and needs. And then on the flip side, it's just mitigating concerns about traffic, concerns about how the rail is going to be routed, concerns about any pollution or noise from the terminal, and just making sure that we address all of those with, for example, making sure there's shore power so that you have electricity that's powering the boats when they're docked instead of diesel. So it's you know, it's a slow process because you really have to go and sit down with individuals and take the 45 minutes, but you slowly begin to be able to triangulate in on the wants and needs and drive it forward. So I've been really happy overall with the support that we've gotten and with the interest that the whole community has in talking about what they want to see.
Well, that's great news, obviously, and I love the strategy around what you're doing and giving folks the opportunity to voice their concerns so that you know where they're coming from and whether or not they can be addressed. And you just soon cross that bridge right now, right?
Well, it's a mistake to think that these huge billion-dollar projects are just about infrastructure. It's as much about politics and people as anything. And if you ignore the politics and people, you can find that it's almost impossible to get the big thing done. So you got to deal with both the grass tops as well as the grass bottoms.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we'll be right back with Michael Heck, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest that joins us. Michael, are you there?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I apologize. We're welcoming Mike Eckert, who is the board chairman of Gulf South Angels. He's been quietly one of the most powerful and impactful people in the entrepreneurial ecosystem in New Orleans and the Gulf South for over a decade. Great guy, started the Weather Channel actually many years ago, and we're really lucky to have him. Lucky to have him on the show today.
Absolutely, Mike. Welcome to the show. I'm really excited about getting to hear about what you guys do. Michael talks about this sector of our business community and developing it all the time, and it looks like that we've hit some home runs here.
Yes, we have. In fact, I want to note that I'm also excited to be here. As Michael noted, I came out of the media business, and I had started my media career in AM radio in Chicago. So it's great to be on an AM radio station. Thanks for having me. I'm not sure how familiar you are with angel investors, but angel investors are high net worth individuals that take risks in investing in very early stage companies, technology companies for sure, but not only technology companies. And these are companies that generally are too early stage or risky for banks to lend them money, and they're too risky or too small for venture capital, the venture capital layer, to invest in them. And what emerged about 30 years ago was this asset class called angel investors, who are those that take significant risks to back these companies. A high percentage of them won't make it, and that's where the high risk comes in for the angel investors. But for those that do make it, the returns become very attractive. And if one invests wisely, when one factors in the wins and the losses, one should have a very positive return on the net side. Our group this year has invested about $4.5 million in 14 companies. Interestingly, four of them are from New Orleans. Our group does invest throughout the Gulf South region and at times nationally, but we've invested in Advano, which is a advanced composites company, advanced materials company. We've invested in two biotech companies, South Rampart Pharma, which is developing a non-opioid pain medication to compete with Oxycontin and Percocet. We've invested in Obatala Sciences, and interestingly, we've invested in a company called Pet Crew, which is a cat food company. So we are agnostic in terms of sector or category, and we weigh each investment opportunity based on its merits. We've had a number of very attractive exits, one of which was this year, to more directly answer your question, through a venture fund that our members had invested in, a company out of Denver called Voyager Technologies, which is developing the next generation of the space station. We invested in about a year ago, and it did an IPO last June, not that many weeks ago. And in an IPO scenario, initial public offering, the shareholders in the company cannot sell their stock for 180 days. It's called a holdback period. It avoids trafficking and profiteering and things like that. But at the 181st day, which should occur in December, our members, those of our members who invested in this opportunity, are going to receive a very attractive return.
So for the benefit of the listening audience, the life cycle of a company as an angel investor, where would you say that company is? Is it at the idea stage?
Well, there are different layers. That's a great question. There are different layers of angel investors or different categories. There are some angel investors and angel investing groups. There are about 400 angel investing groups in America. Will take the risk of investing in a company at the idea or concept stage before it has revenue, perhaps before it even has customers. And those are called pre-seed companies, very, very risky. And then the stage subsequent to that would be the seed stage, where the company is beginning to secure customers, adding employees, applying for patents, things like that. And as the company grows, it may want to get a building. It may want to expand nationally or internationally, and additional layers of capital come in to fund the company. Most angels invest just as the company is achieving customers, or through what we call the early growth stages, where they're adding people to the team, securing the patents, building plants, things like that. So it's earlier in the life cycle of a company. As they grow and require additional capital, then one will see the venture capital firms come in, and they write checks that have more zeros than the angel groups. Albeit we invest alongside venture capital groups, but that's kind of the evolution of a company there.
So for people that are not familiar with investing and how all of this works, would an analogy be, you know, this very popular TV show Shark Tank? Would that be like, it seems as though that's kind of at that seed stage, is what you see with these presentations that are made by folks looking to give up a percentage ownership or you know, for cash and involvement?
I need to answer that in two ways. Yes, in terms of the stage of the company, and absolutely no in terms of the style mm-hmm. and demeanor of the discussion between the company and the investors. Shark Tank is more show.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
that there are many rehearsals related to that, and
yeah.
layers of getting the company ready. And most angel groups are not nearly like that at all. There's much more a contemplative and approach, more understanding the opportunity rather than go for the holster quickly. But yes, in terms of the stage, many of those opportunities on Shark Tank are very, very early, and some angels will invest in those. But so, you heard what Mark Cuban said recently, right? He's lost something like $20 million in his investments on Shark Tank. So maybe he's betting too early when they're too risky.
He gets caught up in the emotion of beating out his competitors.
I want to jump in here for a second, Noah. I just think that Eckert, like, who needs Kevin O'Leary? Like, I think Eckert would be pretty amazing. He'd be like the Simon Cowell of Shark Tank.
There you go.
Like, without the bad plastic surgery. I'm ready for this.
Well, you know, that show's very popular, and I think it's popular for a lot of reasons, because I think most people, and this is, Mike, you tell me, I mean, folks really, they all have kind of an entrepreneurial bent, you know, I mean, everybody has sat around one day or another and said, you know, I've got this idea, and some people have the guts to move forward with it, and some don't.
Yeah, there's no doubt. In fact, we're seeing an emerging subcategory of entrepreneur occurring beyond the classic younger people who are in universities or labs or accelerators and incubators. But these are people who may have lost their jobs through technology change or mergers and acquisitions and downsizing and things like that, who had the entrepreneurial bug but were caught up in the corporate lifestyle, whether it be on the pure corporate side or just a regular job. And when that occurs, they have that moment, that pause that you referred to a few minutes ago, where they have an idea and they say, why don't we try it? And candidly, as our group looks at these, some of those entrepreneurs are more attractive to us than the younger people because they've had more life experiences, better judgment, may have deep knowledge of the technology or solution that they're developing, because generally what they develop is something for the industry that they came out of. And they see a problem or an opportunity to fix it, and we become very interested in those kinds of opportunities. So, absolutely. And I think you're right in terms of Shark Tank. It does touch on that emotional vein within people.
It's amazing how many people watch it, you know, and you know, they think about – what I love about it is all of the banter amongst the investors is not something that piques my interest. What really piques my interest is how these entrepreneurs come in contact with the idea, the solution, how they thought about the solution, you know. And it may be they're checking into a hotel, and I remember one individual comes up with this idea to do it online, and everything's online. Your code to your door, this, that. You never have to touch anyone. Same thing with scheduling, housekeeping, and it's this whole broad approach to checking into a hotel. And it's like, well, who thinks of these, you know, these things?
Well, but I must tell you that we receive 40 to 50 investment opportunities per month, so several hundred during a year.
Wow.
And we have a very intense vetting process where we ultimately bring it to a point where our members will consider investing in one. And I'm almost totally bald because I scratch my head so much when I listen to these presentations and I say to myself, how could they come up with that idea?
Yeah.
Or who comes up with that? And I must say that is very thrilling to me, because this entrepreneur and angel system in America is somewhat unique. We see entrepreneurs around the world and other small investing endeavors. Europe's really trying to get itself together. But the fact that these people with these wonderful ideas and really solutions to make life better or business better or systems better can come into contact with high net worth individuals who are willing to take the risks to support them is wonderful for our economy. I know I sat on the board of directors of our professional trade group, the National Angel Capital Association, and I testified on Capitol Hill and before the SEC a lot, the other SEC, not LSU's SEC. And I remember one, we were talking to one Michigan senator who was chairing one of these committees, and we were telling him what angel investors did to help entrepreneurs, and he leaned back and he said, you know, you're the wellspring of the American Innovation Society, because without angels willing to take the risk that they do, many companies would never get started. And he's true.
That's right. True. Absolutely. And did he say that nasty word, capitalism, and all of that along with
that's well, I fear he did, and we didn't mind that.
Obviously not. He shouldn't, right?
Yeah, right. That's right.
It makes the world go round. Really enjoyed the conversation. Mike Eckert, board chairman of Gulf South Angels, thank you so much for joining us today. And we appreciate your time and your insight. And Michael, we'll be right back with you for your final thoughts. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. What a great conversation, Michael. It has to be so exciting to sit in that room with the entrepreneurs that are coming in, making the presentation. And as Mike Eckert articulated, you know, trying to figure out how did they come up with this idea. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they've done a great job, and you know, Mike has a reputation at Gulf South Angels for being tough in terms of their vetting process, and I think that that's great because this is about getting our companies ready for the real world, putting them through a rigorous screen, and it's kind of a tough love that is important in entrepreneurship. I mean, entrepreneurship is difficult enough without people kind of asking you the tough questions and hardening you for the journey ahead. So no, he did this kind of as a post-retirement type of deal. I think Mike moved here originally for his grandkids, I believe, and he's become an essential part of the entrepreneurial ecosystem. So big ups to Mike Eckert. Although I was listening to him, I think he could do a mean Bernie Sanders imitation. I don't know. That was just as I was listening. But then you made him say capitalism, and he said it. So I said, no, it's not Bernie.
Yeah, every time I watch, testimony before Congress, you always have folks that are attacking capitalism, you know. But by the same token, there's this aha moment that without people willing to invest and risk their money, nothing happens, right?
Yeah, that aha moment happens when your grocery store shelves are bare. But yeah. By then, it's usually too late.
By a city-run grocery store.
What could possibly go wrong?
What a great idea that is.
Oh, my God. Lawsuit on aisle 8. Yeah. Lawsuit on aisle 8.
Final thoughts, Michael?
I just want to give a shout-out and a thanks to the almost 20,000 Lutheran high schoolers who are here in town right now doing all this work of goodwill. It's the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and they've been coming here for years. And I just, as we come up on the 20th anniversary of Katrina, I want to give respect and remember all of the faith-based groups that were here 20 years ago, in some cases first boots on ground, and just express appreciation. They kind of don't make a lot of noise, but such an important part of our American communities.
I'm actually broadcasting from the studio today. I saw at least 5,000 of them on Bollinger Street. They were all over the place. And I agree. I'm so glad that you brought that up and thanking these groups that give of themselves to better our community, the place that we call home. As always, Michael, truly enjoy the time spent with you. Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. Have a great weekend.
Great. Thank you. No, appreciate it.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we will visit with Jeff Freeman, President and CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. And in the back half of the hour, Kelly Schultz, Senior VP Communications and PR with New Orleans and Company. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
This is unbelievable.
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.